Enkidu said, "Dear friend, quickly, before another moment goes by, kill Humbaba. Don't listen to his words. Don't hesitate. Slaughter him. Slit his throat. Before the great god Enlil can stop us. Before the great gods can get enraged. Enlil in Nippur, Shamash in Larsa, establish your fame so that forever men will speak of brave Gilgamesh who killed Humbaba in the cedar forest." Knowing he was doomed, Humbaba cried out, "I curse you both, because you have done this. May Enkidu die, may he die in great pain. May Gilgamesh be inconsolable, may his merciless heart be crushed with grief." Gilgamesh dropped his axe, appalled. Enkidu said, "Courage, dear friend, close your ears to Humbaba's curses. Don't listen to a word. Slaughter him now." Gilgamesh, hearing his beloved friend, came to himself. He yelled, he lifted his massive axe, he swung it, it tore into Humbaba's neck, the blood shot out, again the axe bit flesh and bone, the monster staggered, his eyes rolled, and at the axe's third stroke he toppled like a cedar and crashed to the ground. At his death roar, the mountains of Lebanon shook, the valleys ran with his blood, for 10 miles the forest resounded. Then the two friends sliced him open, pulled out his intestines, cut off his head with its knife-sharp teeth and horrible, bloodshot, staring eyes. A gentle rain fell onto the mountains. A gentle rain fell onto the mountains. They took their axes and penetrated deeper into the forest. They went chopping down cedars. The wood chips flew. Gilgamesh chopped down the mighty trees. Enkidu hewed the trunks into timbers. Enkidu said, "By your great strength you have killed Humbaba, the forest's watchman. What could bring you dishonor now? We have chopped down the trees of the cedar forest. We have brought to earth the highest of the trees, the cedar whose top once pierced the sky. We will make it into a gigantic door, 100 feet high and 30 feet wide. We will float it down the Euphrates to Enlil's temple in Nippur. No man shall go through it, but only the gods. May Enlil delight in it. May it be a joy to the people of Nippur." They bound logs together and built a raft. Enkidu steered it down the great river. Gilgamesh carried Humbaba's head.
This ends Disc 1.